Well, we have Daniel Martinez with us here today. Daniel Martinez is with Hive Mind CRM. So I'm going to send you everybody over to your Facebook page, Daniel, and I'll put that link in the show notes, but you can find him at facebook.com/HiveMindCRM. And if you're watching the video, you can see his Instagram ID. Was that Instagram? Yeah, Instagram ID. And but you can find that there. But I'll make sure to have that link in the show notes as well. But he also has a podcast, and you can find a link to that on his website. So all those links are in the show notes. But really appreciate your time, Daniel.
No problem, man. I appreciate you having me on. It's always a great opportunity to network with other people and other people that do podcasts too. So it's interesting.
Yeah, well, you're here to talk about your CRM, and it's real estate automation. And this is near and dear to my heart. I'm always trying to find ways to improve that workflow. With all of the CRMs out there, though, I'm kind of going to give you the floor and kind of give us a breakdown of what makes yours different. And you have a lot of people and giving you some accolades here. So this will be neat. Why don't you break this down for us?
Sure. So there's a lot of CRMs out there, not going to deny it. There's a lot of them out there. But the reason why we created HiveMind is because there's a lot of people that use Podio. And Podio is like the worst thing out there, and everybody hates it. I hate it. I'm one of those people.
I can't tell you how much time I've sucked into Podio because, you know, I have a tech background. I should probably give a heads up on that. But I have a tech background, so I'm just convinced, well, I can use Podio. I'm just going to start doing the plugins and adapting this thing for our workflow. The number of hours that thing sucked up is unbelievable.
Insane. So Podio is just, it's rough. It's rough for a lot of people that mess with it. And it's rough for the people that are trying to learn it. And it's rough for everybody involved. So this is out of necessity. We're trying to do Podio and it didn't work out. So I do real estate as well. So we're trying to create a product that was a lot better and can help a lot more people and just work better as functionality goes. So HiveMind CRM is a marketing CRM, customer relations management tool. It is an all-in-one platform where, like Podio, for instance, Podio, you have to like integrate the plugins and tools to connect it all. This is kind of all-in-one system. So texting, emailing, workflow back automations, dialer, CLM power dialer, unlimited websites, unlimited users. Some Podio platforms, they'll charge you per user base. And it gets pretty expensive as you get bigger. We can do a lot of texting. One of our biggest functionality that our clients are using is texting. We had a client last week text 55,000 people in 3 days. So it kind of gives you the ability to touch and multi-touch people in a one flow versus having to use different tools and connect them all and make sure they're operating and speak to each other, which they don't. And it's just one of those things that it helps you coordinate and automate that whole process where you can hit all people in a certain flow, all in the same program, but where it's all under one roof. So you don't have to like, hey, did I email this person? No, it's all there. And the tracking's there too.
Right. Well, that's cool. Well, why don't we take it by like from the beginning to end, if you don't mind. Like, I'm going to send out a mailing. Do you do anything associated with mailings?
So, what do you put in a mail postcard? You should put a website and you should put a phone number.
Always.
So we have a phone number capabilities, phone number tracking. You can set up different phone numbers for mail campaigns and website stuff for website campaigns too. Whatever you want to do for tracking. But what I always tell people, if you're Max Maxwell.
Yep.
Very, very popular for wholesaling, but he has a lead conveyor belt. So his whole process is to hit leads in the cheapest form possible till you reach the most expensive point. So what does that look like? Well, for a lot of people that do marketing nowadays, there's like, I just do one thing and that's it. Well, this kind of gives you the ability to exercise those other options that you might not have access to because of complexity. So what does the conveyor belt look like? Well, email's pretty much free. So most lists, when you skip trace it, you get an email. Email everybody on that list. Next would be texting. Texting, most people have a texting platform, but they use, but it doesn't speak to everything else. So this is kind of like in-house. You can text, build that workout leads through that text campaign, and now you can reach more people versus spending large mail campaign. So it takes 7 to 12 contacts to get a contract. So if you can use other sources to build up those contacts, you're going to get a lead a lot cheaper. make sure the follow-up is done too. RBMs, cold call, then we use direct mail. So it's not all those things where like we hit them through other points of contact before we hit them through direct mail. And that's kind of our process. But we integrate it through Zapier, through webhooks. So if you want to send that to a mail house at the very end, you want to do text, or email, text, RBM, cold call it. And then if they don't respond, then send it to a webhook to mail it. You can set that up.
Sure. So, what I was getting at is that I've even noticed, and I think maybe even there's one company that has a CRM, but they're actually they do mailings for the most part. So that's their end goal, right? Is to sell you more mailings, to see if you could even order mailings from your platform. But what you're saying is that you can acquire as many phone numbers as you want. I would imagine, depending on even what part of the country you're working in, because you kind of want everything to look local.
Yeah, you can. If you're talking a certain part in Florida, you can get a local phone number for that 100%. That way, it looks like you're a local person.
Do you have workflows then? So let's say a person calls that phone number, and that would create a trigger. So whether it would be a ringless voicemail back or that type of thing.
Yeah, even down to the point where you can send them. A lot of people don't answer the phone, or they struggle answering the phone. So you can even like, hey, I'm on the call with another customer. What property are you calling about? And you can even prospect them, put them through another flow, just to even prospect even more when they call in.
So you just have it send a quick text back just saying, yeah, I do that all the time with my phone, actually. Like I did that today. Somebody was calling me and I was on a different call and I just responded because it gives you those choices. I'm sorry, I can't answer right now.
Yes.
Will you be available later? But I'm sure people are used to getting those type of texts back right away.
100%. You can literally copy and paste that, put that automation. That way it looks like they're calling a real person. Even down to the point, like, hey, I'm on a call with another person. When's the best time to call you back? That way, no matter what time they call, whether it's midnight or 3 a.m. or 8 a.m. and you're on another call, you can always have that automation go out and you're always hitting them whenever their next availability is. So you're always prospecting and reaching in further on automation. So it doesn't matter what time they call.
Sure. Okay. So then you get the person that you're interacting with, the person back and forth. Is it solely text or is there other ways you can communicate with the
text, email, any way you have connection with that contact. So we always like trying to get our customer on the phone as soon as possible if they call in. So usually if they call in, we're always going to put them, hey, when's the next available so we can talk to you? And then if they don't respond, we're calling them right away based on whatever time they call in. So we're always trying to get them on the phone. And we have call recording, app, call forwarding, call tracking, all that good stuff, all the stuff you would need. So like there's products like CallRail, they charge $89 and you kind of get those custom built campaigns. This, you can do it all in this and it's all one system. So you can still text that number, whereas CallRail just has call tracking and call forwarding.
Sure.
This show is sponsored by HiveMind CRM. It is more than just a CRM. It is a real estate and business mastermind that comes with an all-in-one CRM. You can have unlimited websites and users. You can call, text, RVM, and email all-in-one user interface. And you can set up custom automations for any type and multiple businesses. 65% of companies start using a CRM system within the first 5 years of business. Once implemented, the HiveMind will save you on marketing, give you more time, and make more money. One of our users had his first $100,000 month using our system in June. We want to see you automate and accelerate your business. Text us at 210-972-1842 for future meetings. And of course, to get our $1 course on how to make more than six figures on one land deal. You can schedule your free demo today at hivemindcrm.io.
Well, let's say you bring up CallRail. If somebody was coming from a different CRM like Podio or something, is there a way that's easily importing their existing history?
The history is always a hard part. I mean, you can bring in anything you want. So it's all import, exporting through CSV format. So it's whatever details you have in that spreadsheet, whenever you export it from Podio, you can always import it into our system, whether you import it to notes, whatever, to that contact. So everything can be uploaded and downloaded very easily. And like, I do want to mention, as far as like the mail companies, they want you to use their direct mail platform. Like, I don't care what you use. The only thing we force only thing we force you to use is our phone system, which is run by Twilio. But other than that, you can any skip tracing company, you can use any data company, you can use any mail provider, you can use whatever you want at that point. We're not going to force whatever parameters down your throat because we get an affiliate commission.
So you mentioned the Twilio integration. This is a pretty common way to tie into that type of phone system. Is that a separate bill then, or is everything done through your platform?
It's done through our platform, but it's done through separately as usage-based. So Twilio is usage-based 100%. So we have our billing and analytics inside our dashboard, and it connects in seamlessly whenever accounts are created. So Twilio is all, it's the phone system. It's texting, emailing, call recording, the dialer, all that's internally inside of our system. So it's whatever you're using out there, Twilio is a really, really good service that can get you numbers anywhere in any market.
Right. Okay. So then you said unlimited websites as well. Like what kind of website? Are they primarily landing pages or are they full-fledged website?
So it's customizable. So think of like ClickFunnels. Everybody has like, they might have a ClickFunnels site that they might run sellers through. They might have a landing page Linktree site that you put on your social media. You can create all those type of lead pages and capture pages on our platform and just build website. So some people use it for, they might have a credibility site, they might have a selling website, they might have a social media website, they might have all these different types of websites. I have clients that like, hey, my cousin has a bakery store, can I build it on there? I'm like, yeah, it's unlimited websites. What do you want to do? So as long as you bring in your domain, you can build whatever type of website you want to.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I found that it's been interesting that when you have a click funnel for that type of purpose, though, the interaction or the lead capture does jump up actually noticeably versus just sending them to like a main website.
Yeah, they like we use our websites for PPC ads. So that's another thing. We integrate with Google, Facebook, Facebook ad integration, all your Google ads is integration, so they show up there too. So we use it for analytics and the capture page. So we built out a basic funnel that we use for Google PPC ads, and then the leads come inbound, forms, all that stuff tracks into the system, and then we automate them. Hey, thanks for filling out the form. Then we send it out to our acquisitions team. Hey, so-and-so's hot lead in the city asking this much money, single family house.
I haven't seen many other CRMs have that level of integration where you're even integrating with the social networks like that.
Yeah, it's a new feature that that just came out where you can actually post. I didn't even mention that, but you can post to social media to post content, whatever you want to do. But it does have, it's mostly all that's through the same connection, it's through the same login. So it's just building up infrastructure for it. So your Google, Facebook ads, even down to Instagram DMs, you can set up automation. If people Instagram DM you or Facebook DM you, you can set up automation as long as you have a business account in Facebook/Instagram.
So, well, it sounds like you got workflows in here, but you know, with that level of integration, because I'm sure then you'd have access to like Facebook Messenger and a few other things as well. Do you have essentially a chat bot associated in this as well? Or I know there's kind of a pretty big distinction there between flows and chatbots, but I was just curious.
So it's a difficult question. So we have a chat widget, which you can put on any website, any multiple websites. All that is people might not fill out your form, but they'll fill out the chat widget because, they can answer their specific question versus our details. As far as that goes, with workflows, you can build certain responses based off of things they say. So you can create a workflow that says, if a customer fills out a chat widget that says this keyword, respond this. And then you can build out different responses. So that's how we filter and text so many people is because we already know what the basis responses are going to be. So we can filter them out based off and respond and reply automatically. So all we're doing is we put 1,000 people in a text message, put them in this campaign. They're going to get the same open message. It's going to cycle the numbers. Whatever they respond, it's going to put them in different buckets. And then it's going to go to different teams based on where they respond. And then they might respond to them based on what they say. So there's different automations even on the back end happening automatically. So instead of texting 1,000 people one at a time or clicking one at a time per message, you can send them, essentially put them, text 1,000 people at once or over 6 hours or whatever that looks like. And then based off whatever they say, auto respond to them. And then from them, when they respond again, then you can talk to them or jump in.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, and another thing that I noticed on your website, you know, you have advanced analytics. I've found that I've tried a number of CRMs now, and it frankly, they seem to be lacking in what you have here in regards to tracking that return on investment. And you already mentioned, like, if you're doing a Facebook ad, you're already tracking like that as a data source. Yeah. So it's interesting. You're essentially able to compare what your best ROI is depending on different avenues or channels.
Yeah, 100%. That's all there. Like I said, there's a ton of analytics if you want to see it. But like some people, they're like, there's two types of people. There's techie people like me and you, and then there's other people that I call them Neanderthals. They're like, this is overwhelming. What do I do? So I always bring up my client, and he knows I call him this. He's the Neanderthal Matt Rogers. I did a podcast with him. He doesn't know how to use anything techie. He's like, Daniel, I just wanted to learn how to do text. I'm like, all right, here's how you do text. Just go 1, 2, 3, follow this process, and you do learn how to do text. So he's been using our software for almost a year now. It's probably been like 9 months or so. All he does is text, 100% text. And he actually got a contract in 4 days when he first started just using text only. So like, I always tell people, like, yes, the system can be overwhelming if you let it, but if you just need to understand the basics, just do the basics and don't do anything else. Because it can be overwhelming if you let it.
Well, you know, it goes back to Podio again. You know, like it can be such a time suck if you let it, and then you want all of this functionality, and then it just becomes more and more of a time suck, and then something breaks, and now you're trying to figure this out yourself. And at a certain point, I recently posted on Twitter a breakdown, and I'm surprised how many people don't do it, where you, if you want to make, you know, let's say you want to make $250,000 a year, you know, at that point, I think it ended up being like $150, $200 an hour is the value of your time. And instead of sitting there and spending $200 an hour, essentially, of your time trying to get this CRM piecemealed together, I mean, isn't your time better spent somewhere else?
And that's what it comes down to. So like, if you want additional, like, hey, I don't even want to learn this, just do this, that's necessary. We have that ability. You can hire our team. We charge $20 an hour, but they're really efficient, like really efficient. Like if you give out the layout what you want, they'll knock it out in 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Like they're really super efficient. So it's always like who, not how. If your better time is, if your time is best served better doing other things, by all means, do whatever you want. Let us help you get whatever you want done in a set system. That way you don't have to worry about it. So we've helped elderly people that are using, like, they need to update to the times. So they don't necessarily computer savvy. So we've helped a lot of elderly people that aren't tech savvy, 100% can get set up to whatever they want, because everybody's going to use just something differently. You're going to operate your real estate business from the next guy. I'm going to operate mine differently for the next guy based off my opening message, based off my workflow, based off of if I'm using outside materials. Like, I have clients that still use HiveMind and Podio. I don't know why, but they still do it because that's the way they want to run their business. So I'm like, okay, here's how you do it. We can integrate it. And I'm like, I had talked to a client the other day, like, I want to use Trello. I'm like, all right, use Trello. I'm not going to stop you. Here's how you use Trello with HiveMind. And it, like, it really kind of opens up the possibilities, because now you as an individual get to use it how you want to.
Yeah, I was going to actually bring that up. On towards the bottom of your page, you have HiveMind outperforms and replaces all the software for a fraction of the cost. And I believe this. You know, we have already talked about, you know, Podio, the time suck that can be, but CallRail, we mentioned that, TextMagic, we mentioned that. But a couple of the things that I wanted to bring up is you mentioned Trello, which is a project management associated or task management associated. How does your platform handle tasks and the like?
So you can set up, let's say you get a property, it's a hot lead, and you get it under contract. Well, you can tag it under contract, and you might have a underwriter team, or you might have a other team on your team itself that might do certain tasks. You might have a disposition team that's going to make sure it goes to title, make sure they get all the paperwork in order, and start finding a buyer. So you can assign certain tasks to that team whenever you handle it down. So internally we call it a pipeline, and it's literally just like a Trello board, same functionality, same everything. So you can kind of use that same process wherever it looks like on Trello 100% of ours. I think we have clients that use like Airtable and stuff like that, but I mean,
sure,
different systems, different flows,
right? Yeah. See, and this is one of those things that right now, today, we're a perfect example. We do have a CRM, and I won't say its name. And then we do a lot of our project management, if you will, in Asana, where, you know, that's where we can communicate. Do you have ways in which your team could communicate and collaborate on projects like that?
So you can leave notes. There's a notes tab. You can assign it to other users for certain things, assign tasks to other users. So based off of whatever you need done, you can assign whatever capabilities you want. If you want done in system. Like I said, I operate three different businesses in the same CRM. So I operate a real estate business, data business, and my software business, all inside different flows. So some don't require so much a complexity. So it's based off of like, what do you need done? And what does that flow look like? And what does that operation look like based off of each task each person's going to do?
Okay. And then one that I'm especially interested in is you do bring up PropStream. That's a very popular app in our world. What do you run any kind of comps or anything within the CRM to help with the underwriting?
So it's one of those things where like PropStream has like multifunctionality. So it's one of those things where like, if you're, my data company, we provide lists. So that's part of one of the things, like if you just use it for lists, yeah. We don't do any comping or anything like that not yet at the moment, but it's one of those things where like, if you need lists, we have lists. If you need skip tracing, we have skip tracing. If you need, we have like a little setup with a deal machine that you can essentially log into deal machine inside the app, set up integrations with deal machine and kind of run your business however you run it, based off if you're doing mailers, direct mail, cold calling, texting. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, the founder of Deal Machine was on the show once. It's quite the app as well. So I'm kind of curious. You have a breakdown here regarding the multi-layer marketing associated with this, and I'm curious because you do mention you do skip tracing in here as well, right? Yeah. So If somebody calls back, let's say I don't want to skip trace everybody, because skip tracing, frankly, and I haven't checked your costs on skip tracing, but skip tracing can get a little bit expensive if you skip trace everything. But let's say somebody calls me back and I identify that person. Is that one of those workflows that I could trigger that when they call back, it initiates the skip tracing and all of that on its own?
So the skip tracing that we have is more of a bulk data. So it's not single skips. So we usually do 500 or more. So you can separate an action. Separate that list and upload it. But like one thing like we have in our flow is that like we have clients that come in from different sources. So we have different automations. So like if we know their name, we have an automation that like, hey, Daniel, this is our product and service. And we kind of call them by name. But if we don't know their name, we don't put the name there. So you have different like flows, even in our personal outreach, based on if we know their name or not. So you can 100% set that up. So if you up a skip trace list and they call you back, you're going to know, hey, this is from this list, possibly, and whatever information you want to know from that contact, you can put 100% set it up where you know 100% about from what campaign it's from, you know?
Okay, sure. Well, that makes a lot of sense. You know, and we're touching quite a bit of stuff here, and I think it would be best served if everybody goes to hivemindcrm.io and look at a lot of the functionality and scroll through this, especially on your homepage. There's a lot of a lot of detail here, kind of breaking down how your platform works. Based on the interface and a few other things, it looks pretty straightforward. Some CRMs, frankly, you can tell there's certain CRMs that are created by engineers instead of people who have actually been there and done that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's really simple. If you're like semi tech savvy, it takes about 2 weeks to learn like everything about it. But like if you dedicate a little bit of time to understand it, it's not that difficult at all. It's very simple, but in my opinion.
So So just to be clear, Daniel, you're one of the founders of the company?
Yes. Yes. So I run and manage the software side. My partner does a lot of the real estate side. So I do like, I'm the integrator on the backside. So, and I run a lot of the software side. So I make sure the real estate team's doing and make sure they operate efficiently. So,
how long has HiveMind been around?
We launched February 2021. But I'll say this, everybody needs somebody to make sure that backend process, because no matter how good at sales you are, if you're not optimized, you're just going to fall flat on your face.
Well, I'm sure you've read Traction.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're kind of following that method. You know, there's a visionary and an integrator.
And you can be both. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with what your skill is. And one of the big things, like I didn't even mention about the CRM, is a lot of our clients, they'll find a network with other people in our user base. So there's a mastermind component to it where they might JV with other clients. They might be an integrator for another client to help them automate their stuff. So it's like one of those things where like our community, we have a real estate community that really networks and helps each other out in different ways based off of needs. So there's a whole another side to the community. Like we had a client, there was a deal that just happened last month that 7 clients got paid 10 grand on. It was an extreme daisy chain, but they all got paid.
That's cool. How many customers do you have now, if you don't mind me asking?
We have over 300 clients in 4 countries. And yeah, it's pretty, it's been a year and a half. So pretty excited to see what the future holds for us.
Sure. Well, you know, Daniel, this is kind of neat. It's definitely a different approach. You could definitely, based on what I'm seeing here on the screenshots, it looks like a system that has, frankly, been simplified. And it's either CRMs that are built by engineers that have really no idea of the actual real estate investing business, or it's an existing CRM that they're trying to force into the real estate investing world in some way. Like they're trying to modify something that was made for a completely different platform. Career. So this is kind of neat to see. Again, it is hivemindcrm.io. And Daniel, I have a few rapid fire questions for you here if you want to try to tackle them.
Hit me. I'm ready.
Okay. Since I know you are the integrator on when it comes to this, but with your experience in real estate, I'm sure that there's a real estating myth you'd like to bust right now. What's one of those real estate investing myths that you've seen in the late night programming that you'd like to bust?
You don't have to do it all yourself. You can rely on others, and you should, to do this business, because that's the only way to like handle the flow of it. Because depending on how hard you go, you can really drive yourself insane.
So you cannot say Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but what book would you recommend everybody checking out?
Oh man. Traction is a really good one. And the one I read recently was 100 Million Offers by Alex Hormozi.
Okay, cool. I'll have to add that to the list. What is the best piece of business advice you've ever received?
Oh, hire more. A lot of people, they get stuck in this as a solopreneur, and they're stuck doing all the duties and bookkeeping and outreach and sales and whatever you're good at, focus on that and hire the rest. You're not meant to wear every hat in business, and you shouldn't have to. So yeah. Hire.
And you'll be surprised how easier it is to scale and pay for those resources.
Oh yeah.
I think that's under, what's the worst piece of business advice you've ever received?
I've never received this, but not being consistent. That's one of the worst things you could do. Like if you're going down an entrepreneurship hole and you're going to do this, and this is what you want to do, just don't quit. That's it. Be consistent and don't quit. A lot of people think, like, it took me 7 months to get my deal. And I think part of the reason why it took me so long to get a deal was I wasn't putting in enough work. And it sometimes takes more work than you realize to become an entrepreneur. So it's just being consistent and putting in working your face off.
If you could go back in time and give one piece of advice to your younger self, what would it be?
I would say that was a good one. I would say just there's a imposter syndrome. There's a belief that you don't have the right to do what you want to do, and there's so many people stuck, afraid of not doing what they want to do because they don't feel like they haven't earned it yet. Yeah. And that's really a it's really internally a mindset thing that you need to get over, and you just need to do it.
Yeah. No, I bring this up on a couple of occasions, but and I'd have to look it up again. But at one point, I read a study, and it was a kind of an oddball or interesting one, in the fact that a professor was wondering and curious if incompetent people realized they were incompetent, and if those people who were worried about being incompetent, and one of the big things are the telltale signs. Is that if you were concerned about being incompetent, you likely were not the one being incompetent. And that those people who were just freewheeling and doesn't have a care in the world, they were the ones that were likely incompetent. So it was just kind of an interesting result from that study. Well, lastly, Daniel, is there a question or concept you wished we would have covered here today? Maybe there's another feature of your CRM that we didn't cover.
Automate before you delegate, because you might not have to delegate at all. And just be consistent. What separates the 99% from the 1% is they actually started something. This is my own quote, but what separates the 90% from the 10% is they started something. What separates the 99% from the 1% is they were consistent in doing so. So if you're going to start something, be consistent in doing so, because you separate yourself from all the others.
So awesome. Great way to end this. Well, Daniel, I really appreciate it. Again, you can find them on Facebook, and I'll make sure to have that link in the show notes, but look for Hive Mind CRM. And then Daniel also had a phone number. You can text the word Hive or Course to 210-972-1842. But I'll also make sure that's in the show notes. But really appreciate your time, Daniel. I hope you'll come back again sometime.
Let me know. I'll be available. Like I said, I like doing this because I'm a product of podcasting, so I like contributing back.
So, appreciate it.
Thanks for watching this YouTube video. We hope you found value. Please like, subscribe, and hit the bell to watch more videos just like this one.